This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Tyrell Dennison. He is our tech ambassador. Welcome back.
Morning, Kyle.
I have to tell you, since the last visit when you were talking about ecosystems, I've heard from many people, many who were very pleased and some who were very worried about the technical ecosystems that could take over their house.
Yeah.
We're going a little bit smaller this time.
Bringing the scale down, yeah.
Yes, to things that can help you on your tablet or your iPhone apps. They say there's an app for everything. Is that true?
I think just about. There may be a few things that they haven't found a way to make an app for, but that's just because we've only been doing this for a handful of years at this point. So.
But apps to me are like books and independent movies and music. There's so many, I don't know how to keep up with them.
Yeah, it's difficult, and you have to kind of stay plugged in, keep your ear to the ground, and know different blogs to look at. I guess I'll kind of take you on a tour of my devices, of stuff that I would recommend. Looking first at news-related apps, there's a certain public radio station that I know of that has a great news app.
Yes.
Beyond that, to more in the lines of reading content, they have Flipboard, which is a very popular app.
I love this. Someone told me about this about 6 months ago, and I check it every day now.
Yeah, Flipboard turns your favorite news sources and blogs into the digital equivalent of a book. You're literally flipping, it's an analog for flipping pages, but you're flipping through the content of your favorite news sources that are online.
It's an aggregator.
Yeah, absolutely.
It brings in your Twitter feed, Facebook, Washington Post, Sports Illustrated, ESPN.
You name it, you can plug it in there.
Yeah.
And so it takes what's called the RSS feeds from those places and takes that content and puts it right into their app.
And it's free.
It's free. Another one similar to that is Pulse, which is another news aggregator that gives it all to you. And you select categories of news, and then it'll give recommended, and then you can add some to that. So both of those are free. Both of those are available on iPhone, iPad, Android. So if you're within those two major areas, you should be good. We won't really go much into, for those of you who are BlackBerry or Windows Phone, I'll apologize in advance because I've little to no experience with those and rarely see those in the wild, as they say these days. Obviously, some of these will be on those platforms, but there's just not a whole lot of active development going on for those places right now. Who knows? BlackBerry's got a big announcement coming up in January, so. But moving on from that, a really neat way to do books is called Overdrive Media Center.
Overdrive Media Center.
Overdrive Media Center is a public library app. And what it does is it gives you access to whatever your local public library's digital content is through their app. So for Fayetteville Public Library, you go and you tell it Fayetteville Public Library, and I believe their source is Library to Go, and it'll pull that right into your tablet and allow you to download through their digital means. And so you'll download some are audiobooks, some are ebooks. You'll download those and you'll have them for a specific amount of time. And when that time is up, it just takes it right off your device. And that goes on iPad, iPhone, Android, anywhere there. And so you can have that content really easily accessible, and that works for pretty much any public library, whether you're Bentonville, Rogers.
But I only pick one?
No, you can have a list of libraries.
So I could say Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Springdale, Rogers are my local libraries.
Yeah, well, you have to meet whatever restrictions that library has for allowing digital content. So if you need an account with them, you have to have an account at Bentonville, Rogers, Fort Smith.
Okay.
Lowell, Van Buren, so on and so forth.
Gotcha.
And then, as I mentioned last time with ecosystems, I like the Kindle app because it allows me to read and listen in sync with one another. Between the Kindle reading app and the Audible audiobook app, I can stay completely in sync as I go between reading and listening to books. And that's available cross-platform as well.
And again, that it means that you could drive from work to home listening to the book, get out, go for a walk or run with headphones on your iPhone or your smartphone, pick up right where you were, come home, shower, sit down, bring up your tablet, And again, the book is right where it was.
Right where it was, right where you quit listening, wow. And you read from there. Unless you kind of look and see different categories and who's posting. Moving with social now, obviously there's a ton of social media apps and a variety of different networks to be involved in. One of the neatest I've found, though, is Birdseye. It's an iPhone, iPad-only app, but it's a Twitter aggregator, so it pulls in Twitter feeds. So what Birdseye does, knowing that everything's public, will take a map and give you a map and show you across the map what everyone's tweeted. And that's actually really neat in the case of events. So, for example, when we had our earthquake last year, and everyone was that an earthquake? The first thing I did was pull up Birdseye right over northwest Arkansas and look to see if I was the only person who felt an earthquake. And all of a sudden, I started seeing, bloop, what was that? Bloop, it's an earthquake, bloop, bloop. And that, to me, is confirmation. That was an earthquake. And then I could see it through other means afterwards.
So you can specifically say, I want northwest Arkansas, or I want the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area, see what people are talking about at that time.
Absolutely. And you can narrow it even further. I mean, you can get it as narrow as you want. Now, that's not to say you're going to have content that specific.
I couldn't do it to my neighborhood.
You could if people are geolocated that well.
Okay.
But you can zoom in as far as – because it uses the Google Maps API.
Again, this sounds like something that if you're away from home for a while would be a good way to just kind of keep in touch with what's happening.
Mm-hmm. It's a great way to see kind of local events as they're happening.
Birdseye, free?
Birdseye is free.
All right.
Everything – pretty much everything I mentioned, if not everything I mentioned, will be free. Probably my favorite music app right now is Songza. So everyone loves Pandora, and rightfully so. Pandora was a groundbreaking thing. But Songza then came along and, in my opinion, changed the game a little. I still love Pandora, but Songza is my go-to music curation / recommendation app, because what Songza does that Pandora doesn't is I would say nuance, but the best way to kind of describe it would just be to tell you what I get when I pull up Songza right now.
So, and Songza is spelled?
S-O-N-G-Z-A, and it's available cross-platform everywhere you want to go. Okay, so I pull up Songza, and it tells me it is Wednesday. Oh, no, excuse me, if I knew the day right. It's Thursday morning, play music for, and then I have the following options. Waking up, singing in the shower, working out, feeling confident, popular genres, or morning commute.
Okay.
And so I pick, we'll say, waking up. And you can have the choices of bright and happy pop, and indie rock, indie folk rock, electronic dance, country, or timeless pick-me-ups.
Okay.
So we'll take timeless pick-me-ups. I get it narrowed down further. AM to AM, 70s pop wake-up, a Michael Jackson dance party, or walking on sunshine.
The Katrina and the waves hit, I assume, would
absolutely
be
that's the theme the of that. Theme of that one. And then you can look and read a little further about each of those stations. And so Songza takes curated stations and gives them to you in a way that fits day part and perhaps mood and activity.
Now, one thing Pandora lets you do is give a thumbs up or thumbs down. Say if you're on the Count Basie channel on Pandora and it brings up something you don't like, you hit thumbs down and the algorithm says, okay, they don't like that, person doesn't like that, we'll eliminate that. Because Songza give you any kind of opportunity like that?
It does. It doesn't give you customized stations, but it uses the info you use to curate those stations. Because it assumes, rather than just saying you're a fan of a music, it assumes that everyone that is on their work, up in the morning, on their way to work, looking for this genre and this style is kind of looking for the same thing. So it takes your feedback and everyone else's feedback and uses it for the common good and curates the station as a whole so that everyone gets the same experience. Because you've already told it so specifically what you're looking for, it assumes that everyone looking for something that specific is looking for the same thing.
Will it go deep? If I say I'm looking for mellow just before bed, will it go to a deep Neil Young album cut or a Paul Desmond jazz cut, or does it stay primarily with more popular?
No, it'll go very deep. Okay. There's actually one of the ones I have is just called Deep Cuts, and it's a classic rock Deep Cuts record.
Do you have any tips for – because often especially if I'm on a long car trip and Laura is driving and I'm sitting there, I might go to the App Store because I have an iPhone and an iPad. And I want to search for some apps because I think there are hundreds developed every week that I don't know about. Many of them I'm not interested in. Do you have any search tips for – because I'll just put in something like sports and 900,000 come up and I can't tell if it's what I want or what I don't want. If I put up music or something like that, it's so broad.
Yeah, it's pretty broad and can be overwhelming to say the least. One of the things that I'll always do if I'm in an app store looking is I always check featured. Anything that's up and coming is going to be featured. Well, not anything that's up and coming, but most of the time they're really good at catching stuff and featuring it. It also means that app has gotten kind of the seal of approval from whatever platform you're using.
And crowdsourcing.
They've obviously vetted it a little to know, hey, this works like we want it to. So featured is good, and you can go into genres from there and look at things. Top charts is another great way to do it. That tells you what's really popular and what's best selling or this and that, and you can narrow it down into different categories from there as well.
Ty, thank you very much.
You bet.